Beto and Kamala, Oprah and Elizabeth Warren. Elite Hollywood women pick their dream 2020 ticket. By Joshua Kaplan on December 11, 2018. Some of Hollywood's most powerful female executives revealed this week that their dream 2020 presidential tickets include talk show host legend Oprah Winfrey and Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. DTX, among other Democrats, according to a survey conducted by The Hollywood Reporter. Marvel Studios Vice President of Physical and Post-Production Victoria Alonso said. A version of Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke. Or Beto and Kamala. While ICN Partners co-head of talent Lori Bartlett rooted for Oprah and Michelle Obama. A&E Executive Vice President and Head of Programming Elaine Fontaine Bryant told THR. Beto O'Rourke and a strong woman, maybe Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren or Amy Klobuchar. Paramount TV President Nicole Clemens wants to see George Clooney/Beto O'Rourke run. Producers Guild of America President Lucy Fisher said she's still searching, but love Beto. Lighthouse Media and Management Celine Kashishian could go for a Michelle Obama and Beto O'Rourke ticket. Universal Cable Productions and Wilshire Studios President Dawn Olmsted. My dream 2020 presidential ticket is Oprah Winfrey and Bryan Stevenson. Former Sony Pictures chairwoman and Hollywood super producer Amy Pascal wants to see Oprah and Elizabeth Warren run. HBO Vice President of Programming Nina Rosenstein, Beto O'Rourke. I think it's too soon to think about running mates. Warner Brothers TV Executive Vice President of Development Susan Rovner. Oprah Winfrey and Dolly Parton, I actually have asked them both to run, I even made t-shirts. Unfortunately, I don't think I convinced either of them. Warner Brothers President of Marketing Blair Rich. I recently saw a bumper sticker that said, Any Functioning Adult 2020. But the dream ticket, Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke. O'Rourke rocketed into the 2020 conversation almost overnight after coming within 3 percentage points of defeating Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. O'Rourke is believed to have discussed a possible White House bid with former President Barack Obama last month. While the progressive lawmaker's chief of staff is fielding calls from operatives who worked on the former commander-in-chief's campaigns in Iowa and New Hampshire, last month, O'Rourke said that he prefers to finish his congressional term January 3 before deciding what's next. However, that's a far cry from repeatedly saying during the Senate campaign that he had no White House aspirations whatsoever. Conversely, Oprah Winfrey has definitively ruled out a possible White House bid in 2020, stating during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last February that she is most certainly not mulling a run. Where do I look into the camera? I am definitely not running for president. The entertainment mogul said, prompting multiple audience members to cry now. I am the kind of person who tries to listen to signs. I think, well, am I supposed to run the country? I don't think so, she continued. Last January, Oprah fans took to Twitter urging the talk show legend to mount a bid against President Donald Trump after the talk show legend delivered a rousing speech in support of the #MeToo movement. The Associated Press contributed to this report.